Phil Hendry Show here on the day after the New Hampshire primary. I'm Margaret Gray, and today we will discuss the winners and the losers of the New Hampshire primary.
Hold on, wait. And we're also going to talk about Rudy Canosa.
I've got it, General. Just sit down and calm yourself, General.
Yeah, General, just sit down.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Well, I that's enough, Margaret.
But I want to say that today we'll be looking at the New Hampshire primaries.
What about Rudy Canosa?
Would you get off the Rudy Canosa kick? That's way down the line.
Rudy Canosa is going to be spoken about during the Ted Bell segment. They got a Ted Bell segment.
Yeah, well, the Rudy Canosa, I can't even believe that.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
The only reason why you think it's interesting, as you put it, Bud, is because it...
Yeah.
But go ahead and say it.
Oh, go ahead and...
Come on, get off him.
I'm not on him.
Yeah, you gotta get off me.
I'll get...
Come on. Because of the Michigan anti-sodomy law, okay?
Because of the Michigan...
You know, you're such children, and I've made this point before. Just because the state of Michigan has passed a law outlawing the practice of sodomy doesn't mean that Bud and you and the general have to sit there going, hoo, 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 hoo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, wait, I didn't go hoo, hoo, hoo. Rudy Canosa was almost arrested for this.
Yeah, let's look. The story about Rudy.
What are you talking about?
We're going to have Rudy on the show, that he and Eleanor, you know, he's going out with Eleanor now.
Oh, that's the interior decorator, right?
Yeah, Eleanor is his girlfriend, and they're very much in love. He took her back to Detroit this past week, and apparently he's nervous because he thinks he ran afoul.
Yeah, Rudy is, you know, even though he is a transplanted, he's an immigrant, he believes very dearly in these laws, the laws of the land.
Oh, I'll bet he just does. You know what, I think he's coming on the program to lord it over everybody and say, oh, I went to Detroit and I...
Gave it to her back door.
You dirty...
Hey, come on now.
Walked right into it.
I didn't walk into anything.
Yeah, I set it up and teed it up for you.
You didn't tee up diddly squat. Oh, look at that Sherry's Berries.
Yes, Sherry's Berries. Love Sherry's Berries. What do you mean? Yeah, well, it's on TV. Sherry's Berries, of course, a sponsor here of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So we do have that. We also have on the show today Jeff Dowder. He'll talk... Jeff Dowder is planning on going to Utah to help with the passage of a medical marijuana bill.
He said the blill.
Yeah, and I was about to correct myself, Bud.
Come on, Dick. Just because he said blill doesn't mean he's going to just go, yeah, medical marijuana blill. And anyway, he may correct himself.
Yeah, he may not.
Hey, Bud, I don't need you correcting me at all.
Yeah, but what if you say blill?
What if you say blill and it stays that way?
Well, gee, I guess it's just going to be a terrible thing because everybody out there will think, what is Phil talking about? A medical marijuana blill? Why, what is that, like a quasar? Is that...
All right, Phil, don't be a smartass. You know, you're not very compelling when you're a smartass.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, Jeff Dowder will be in Utah.
Is he going to Utah now or is he going to wait on it?
I don't know, Bud, when we get him on the show.
What is that stoned monkey? That guy is baked from way back. And he thinks he's going to go to Utah and help them pass a He'll be the one reason why they never let it see the light of day. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it does sound like that, Mr. Remy.
Well, we'll find out, okay? I mean, I don't know what he's got in mind. We also have a very interesting story. Ted Bell is going to be with us. Ted got involved in a situation, and I don't think I'm talking out of school.
Well, now, be careful how you word this, Phil.
Well, Ted told me, I could say, he got stopped. He got pulled over. The cops said... because he was pulled over for, you know, erratic driving, and they breathalyzed him. Now, Ted claims he was not inebriated. The breathalyzer...
But what did the breathalyzer say?
I think the breathalyzer said it came back like 1.23.
Oh, my God!
1.23, that jackball, he's way over the limit.
Yeah, that is not good.
Well, hold on, okay? I mean, I don't know. So anyway, but we're going to find out because his attorney is Harvey Wireman. And the cop that pulled him over is apparently a guy that Ted has had a long-standing feud with. So all I can tell you is it's one of those situations. All right, it's world-famous Phil Hendry Show here at philhendryshow.com. Before we go any further on the program, I think we probably got to pay attention here to Bob Bacon and see what's up with the traffic here. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing really great. Well, that's standing. How about it? I got to tell you, I was listening. I'm watching the New Hampshire primary, and I dropped the name. I don't want to say anything because I know it's not my place to say anything. But I think Bob Zahn is Donald Trump of the Klan, and the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, is, I'm loving it. I hope you like that, and I hope it all feels good. All right, well, now the other side, bud. You got the Sandman, Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream. Make her complexion, great, got make her complexion creasy but cream. All right, the Sky Boy.
All right, Bob, I got a bad Hollywood, on the Hollywood Freeway. That's Sandman, sandblasted. Any quicker than I took one real airbag, sat on that thing, and swung around. Sky Baby? Boys, Sky Baby, three cats.
Really, if you could just...
A general...
No. If you have it in the show's budget to have Boyd Sweetan Sky Baby...
No, it's Boyd Sky Baby Sweetan.
Oh, it's Boyd Sky... If you could have that kid, or whatever it is...
It's a baby.
Is that right? And it flies its own helicopter, huh?
I have no idea. I think there's somebody...
If you could take that kid into a laboratory and have it hooked up to some... And that I want to just torture it to death. I don't care. Gina, I'm
the girl. Oh, yeah, you want to torture a little baby. Nice to meet
you.
You can
have a piece. Well, if it's Sky Baby, you better believe it. Yeah, no other baby would I touch. Only Sky Baby.
That sounded a little... You may want to back up on that.
Yeah, General. What are you talking about? Hold on.
Well, you might want to back up on Only Sky Baby, because people that are tuning in late...
What are you trying to tell me now? You know, you got a mind, Margaret, that marinades in...
In what?
It marinades in urine.
Excuse me.
Margaret.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, see, she walks out. You can insult all kinds of people.
General, I have never been... I said that the Sky Baby... You're the one that said you wanted to do something with it.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
What's your... He said he wanted to have Sky Baby tortured.
Yes, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something dirty.
Oh, boy.
Well, Phil, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. And torturing the baby, that's fine.
Torturing the baby? Oh, get a load of you.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what is it, your lord and master or something? I mean, let's be reasonable, you know?
And why don't you shut up, bud, before I reach over there and just take your head clean off, okay?
Well,
just... All right, so that was fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Boyd, Sky Baby Sweetan, Bob Bacon, Sky Boy, and everybody that ever, in their wildest dreams, ever thought about doing traffic on any radio station, let alone this one. All right, let's go out to Ted Bell. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted has got some... Man, he got it all going on right now.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to tell you, it is going to be a fantastic, fantastic hockey and basketball season only at Ted's of Beverly Hills as we get ready for March Madness as well. I mean, we've got sports in the drive rib room, and of course, we got all of that delicious drive rib for your moms, your dads, if you're having an anniversary, if you're having an Easter, of course, Phil, is coming up as well.
Well, Easter's a good month away, isn't it?
No time like the present. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up, and if you have a loved one, if you've got a little lady that you're trying to make happy, if you've got a little lady that you're trying to make sad, I tell you what, if you want to make her sad, tell her, I made reservations for Ted's of Beverly Hills. Oh, no, I forgot. That'll make her sad. If you want to make her happy, tell her, baby, put on your very finest dress, put on those high-heel shoes, put on your high-heel sneakers, because we're going out tonight to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I'll tell you, Phil, I've been doing my own commercials for a long time. I don't know why I ever gave it over to anybody else.
Who was doing your commercials besides you?
Oh, I had, you know, that guy, that cop who we're going to talk about here, that Ben Bell Bigley. Ben Bell Bigley, before he became a cop, was a pitch man here for Channel 19. You knew that, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, Ben Bell Bigley. You didn't know him?
Who's Ben Bell Bigley?
It's the cop that ticketed me. The cop that pulled me over.
All right, so because that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, Ben Bell Bigley, who is now a police officer, at one time was doing commercials for Channel 19 at like 1 o'clock in the morning. He'd sit there in the booth going, and if you want to get your hair straightened, go to Bob's Hair Straightening Salon. You know, and I had to let... In fact, this all dovetails nicely. You want me to go into it?
Well, yeah. Is your attorney there?
No, he is not. He's supposed to be on the phone.
Oh, you want me to call him up?
No, open a window and shout. Yes, I want you to call him up.
Bud, come on, get it together.
I didn't know they wanted to call up Mr. Wireman. I'll get him now.
Harvey Wehrman is Ted Bell's attorney. And I frankly, I did not want to be involved.
Yeah, Ms. Wehrman?
I didn't want to talk to Ted without the attorney. Harvey, you there?
Yeah, that's Harvey Wehrman, Phil.
Yeah, Harvey,
What happened to Newsbreak? Oh, you're supposed to do Newsbreak, huh? I'm sitting here like a dumbass holding on to copy.
Oh, man, I totally... We'll do it after we talk to you about Ted, okay?
Well, it'll be...
It'll be too late in the hour, Phil, and it'll, you know...
Yes, all of the news will be stale by then.
Oh, there's Margaret. I was listening to the show. I thought you walked into the kitchen to throw up or something.
No, I didn't walk into the... I walked into the kitchen to get away from the harassment that I am subjected to on the odd morning. Thank you.
Oh, I heard the whole thing about the sky, babe. And I want to tell you, I'm a lawyer. And General Shaw is within his rights to say that he wants to torture that baby to death.
Well, I didn't say that, for God's sake.
Well, you did say you wanted it to be hooked up to electrodes.
Yes, I wanted it to be clinically analyzed, and if it was painful, that'd be fine.
All right, well, I think you're within your rights, because if that baby is some kind of a mutant that can fly a helicopter and report on the news, as opposed to just being sitting there in its cradle and sucking on a pacifier, you know...
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It sits and it sucks on it.
Well, what does that mean, it sits and sucks on it?
You're talking about a pacifier, bud.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, then you gotta be explicit. You sit in a courtroom, in a court of law, which is the place where we adjudicate the laws of our country, and you say that there's a baby sitting in the backseat sucking on it. Buddy, you're gonna have me to deal with.
But if you're my attorney?
Well, that'd be different. Now,
all right, would you guys quit screwing around? We got this story to talk about.
What story? You know, Harvey, I said Phil could talk about the Ben Bell Bigley when I got pulled over. Well, I thought you said it was all right. I thought it was all right, but I didn't know you were going to come on this show.
And what's wrong with this show?
Because, Phil, you make garbage out of everything. Everyone knows that.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Yes, it is, Phil. The reputation of this program as a newsmaker... No way.
Well, isn't that too bad? Well, it just so happens that we have Mr. Bell on the air.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Harvey? We got to go through with it now. And, besides, if we don't, Henry won't let me do Newsbreak, which is the only reason why... Hold on. I've got a wad of phlegm in my throat, man. It'd choke a horse.
All right, Harvey Wehrman on the line with us, along with Ted Bell. Ted, while Harvey's looking for a glass of water...
Yeah, just give me some warm water with lemon juice. Or better, warm water with tangerine juice.
Yeah, so...
You say something?
No, I didn't.
Go on, Harvey, we're talking. Yeah, all right.
What happened? Tell us the background on this.
All right, I'm coming home from a Beverly Hills Automobile Association. As you know, I'm the president of Beverly...
You're the president of the baby, baby.
Hold on for my mic. I have buck teeth, and sometimes they get in the way. Ah, la, 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 la. I just punched myself in the mouth. I'm the president of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. And as such, we have our monthly meetings. Generally, we'll have them at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Sometimes, on occasion, we'll sit down and we'll just belly up there over at Maestro's Steakhouse. So I was coming back to the Beverly Hills Hotel, Bungalow 4, which is what we reserve for our Beverly Hills Automobile Association meetings. And, okay, Phil?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
He's waiting for you to ask him about the Beverly Hills Automobile Association.
No, I am not. Wow, that is really presumptuous.
Well, then what are you saying, okay, Phil, okay?
I didn't say okay, I said okay.
He's just wondering if you were there.
Yeah, I just wondered if you had you passed out from boredom yet. And
No, just give me a couple of minutes.
Oh, you know something.
Come on, Ted, grow up, let's go.
But where's Harvey?
Harvey, are you there?
Hold the phone, for Christ's sake. I want warm water, tangerine juice, and just squeeze a little bit of I can't say it on the air. All right.
Squeeze?
What are you talking about?
That's for me to know and you to find out. Don't worry about it.
All right, so we're talking here with Harvey Wehrman and Ted Belling. I'm getting the background. Go ahead, Ted.
All right, so I'm coming back one night, and I reached down because I dropped a box of cigars. It was either a box of cigars or my shoe. I think it was my shoe because I was trying to put my shoe on while I was driving. Let me jump in here as your attorney. You don't need to jump in. Yes, I do, because you're trying to put your shoe on the 405 freeway, correct?
Yeah. What about it?
Oh, get a load of it. Oh, man.
Well, will you just let your lawyer talk?
Look, he's putting his shoe on, Phil, because he had to race to the car to get home. He was frightened that his wife, Marcy, was not yet home and that Joshua, their son, who is 13 years of age and still of age to be, you know, babysitted or babysat on.
Not babysat on, that sounds... Because we had an overweight babysitter.
That's a very unfortunate wording on my part.
What does that mean?
We had a young lady who was pretty big, and so when he goes babysat on, she may be listening, and now I got another lawsuit.
Well, you know something? You two guys together, you don't make one...
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead, I dare you.
You don't make one decent skinny man.
What?
My
point that I'm making, and the rest of you guys can rot in hell as far as I'm concerned, including my client here, is that Mr. Bell had to put his shoe on in the car as he was racing home.
Yeah, but I didn't tell him. I said I was reaching for a box of cigars.
Well, which is the truth?
I think it was I was reaching for a shoe.
So he was reaching for a box of cigars, and...
All right, so what happened?
He was driving erratically.
Yeah, and then I got pulled over by this cop, okay? This dumb, stupid cop. And he pulls me over and says, "Woo!" The guy even lit it up, you know.
Well, did he have the siren going?
No, but he lit up the bar, you know.
Well, then he didn't have the siren going.
Oh, but it felt like he did.
My client was traumatized and shocked into the realization that he, as a model citizen, was being pulled over by the police agency. So he naturally was shocked. He got out of the car holding a shoe, and the police officer immediately made the determination to breathalyze him.
Yeah, see, that was the part that I didn't understand. I get out of the car, and I say, "Hey, officer, how are you today?" And
so you're standing there holding a shoe.
See, that's the part, pal.
Ted, if you're standing there holding a shoe...
I was trying to get it on. What do you want me to do? Walk out of the car without the shoe? Just walk very casually with one sock and one shoe?
Yeah, he can't very well do that. Just, "Hey, how are you this evening, Oxifer?"
Officer.
I'm sorry, officer. I'm sorry. Where's that hot water? A slight, very light tangerine juice. Not that... Yeah, that's it.
Who are you talking to?
My daughter.
All right, so...
I'm at her house tonight, and... Hi, honey. It's my little granddaughter's here. How you doing, baby?
Hey!
Yeah, I don't need the glasses. So, although later on I will.
All right, so what we have here is you get pulled over, Ted, and there is a dispute now because you demanded to see the dash cam video. Was that it?
I did not think to see the dash cam video.
That came from me. I was reading in the newspaper today that a guy beat a drunk driving rap in Chicago when he demanded to see the dash cam video as well as all of the police surveillance tapes in the area, and the Chicago police refused to hand the tapes over. And the guy walked. I mean, baby, he walked clean. Clean as a baby's rear end. So naturally, well, I went before the court, and I said, "Your Honor, I know my client's already guilty, but I want to file an appeal on his guilt. I want the dash cam videos," and the judge cut me off and said, "Well, forget it." And I'm telling you, I want that judge, and I want him bad. He's mine. And
what's his name?
I forget.
Wait, hold on for a minute. After your client, after Mr. Bell was convicted and found guilty...
Yeah, this is the part I don't understand, Mr. Wireman. You know what?
Don't worry about it, Bell. I'll handle it. Yeah?
Yeah, after your client is found guilty, and then you read in the newspaper that some guy walked from a drunk driving rap in Chicago... Because he wanted... Well, it sounds to me the whole thing's balled up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very well thought out at all. It sounds as if you should have, before the judge had ruled, subpoenaed those tapes somehow.
All right, so all of a sudden I got lawyers here. Is that what I'm dealing with?
Well, no, Harvey, I think what we're trying to say...
No, I just want to be clear. Is everybody's a lawyer? All right, so we're all having a conference here. Oh, this is great. I'm with my equals, Ted.
Well, that's fantastic, yeah.
Well, go ahead, my colleague, Miss Gray.
I'm not claiming to be a lawyer. I'm saying simply, I'll ask the question, why didn't you subpoena those tapes before Ted was found guilty?
Because I only read about it now. I didn't know...
You didn't know you could do that, huh?
I didn't think about it, all right?
Holy God, you're a high-priced San Marino attorney. For the prices that I pay you, I could get a high-priced Beverly Hills attorney. There's no difference. Both of you guys will screw me. Screw me, and I won't even smile.
Well, I can tell you this, Bell. I did everything. Are you in jail?
No.
All right, then, you know, just consider yourself lucky.
I paid a $3,000 fine.
Big deal. It's a drop in the bucket for a guy like you. And I kept it off your record, I think.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know whether I did or not.
Well, you can certainly look that one up.
I think I...
Yeah, you look it up. If I did, you owe me a bonus. If I didn't, rot's a ruck. Wow.
All right, we're talking here with Ted Bell and Harvey Wireman of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show about Ted getting arrested for drunk driving.
I wasn't really. Mr. Hendry, I want to make it clear. My client wasn't so much arrested as he was sat down. He was gently sat down in the back seat of a car that it just so happened was a police car.
Yeah, and it was Ben Bell Bigley, so I knew him. And so I said, hey, Ben, we're friends, right? And I started singing, you know, you got a friend, you know that song?
Yeah, I know that song.
All right. God, Henry, don't be so...
Well, you know the song, you, hey, if you're down, and...
Yeah. Well, let's not sing it. So he's singing, and Ben Bell Bigley says, that's all I needed to hear. I better put a bag over your head as I drive you down to the substation, otherwise I'm going to either burn alive if I light a match or get drunk from the fumes.
Yeah, and so I sat in the back seat.
Yeah, so you were arrested.
All right, Phil, so I was arrested.
Oh, good for you, Phil.
Phil, you figured that one out all by yourself?
Hey, everybody around here is saying that he wasn't arrested, that it was a big misunderstanding, that Ben Bell Bigley, whoever he is...
You don't even know who Ben Bell Bigley... You claim to have grown up in L.A., huh?
Yeah.
You remember those late-night commercials on Channel 19?
Yeah.
That was the voice of Ben Bell Bigley.
What are you talking about? Okay, fine. So it was Ben Bell Bigley.
Yeah, and then he said I can make more money as a cop, risking my life, facing gunfire, facing crazed people with knives, facing attack dogs, facing gangbangers. I can make far more money doing that than I can booth announcing at Channel 19. And I said, Ben, have at it. And he said, sayonara. And that's the last I saw him with a smile on his face. And then I saw him when he busted me. Of course, he had that Grim Reaper look like all cops. He has the dark shades on. He's like, yeah, no, you do that. You know, I say, hey, Ben, it's Ted. You know, knock it off, okay? Knock the act off, you know, with your jack boots and your helmet. And and that's when he arrested me.
Oh, okay. So let's see. You get out of the car holding a shoe. You sing You've Got a Friend to him as he sits you down in the back seat. And then you say that he's wearing jack boots. And you tell him to knock off his Nazi act. And you're wondering why you got arrested, huh?
Okay, he's not supposed to arrest him based upon his own personal prejudices that he has against some guy insulting him and calling him a wienerhead. Or what did you call him, Ted?
I called him a wienerhead.
Calling him a wienerhead. And
you called him a wienerhead. Wow. You really got some fire coming out of you, buddy.
What do you want? Hey, if I said anything worse, he would have beat me harder. Okay?
What do you mean, beat you harder?
Beat you.
Oh, you guys. I'll take it from here, Ted. You want to hang up? Go ahead. No, I want to hang around. I want to hear some bloodletting. I do. I'll take it from here, Phil. You can expect a call from my attorney. Oh, wait, I'm the attorney. You can expect a call from me.
Well, why don't you talk to me now?
Because I haven't planned my strategy out about how you've offended my client because he got out of the car wearing a shoe saying you got a friend and told Ben Bell Bigley he was a fascist with his jack boots. And then breathed all kinds of... what were you drinking that night?
I was drinking that... What do you mean, what was I drinking? I wasn't drinking a thing, sir. And
come on, Ted, what were you drinking?
All right, the fortified stuff, okay?
What?
Go ahead, Mr. Andrews, asking you.
I was drinking fortified wine.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I like it.
Ted, that is only imbibed by hobos, by bums, by alcoholics... I don't understand.
Look, Margaret...
What do you guys talk about, fortified wine?
Fortified wine is wine that has got extra alcohol in it. It's the kind of... They sell it cheap, it tastes like rot gut, and these poor alcoholic guys that live on the streets, they buy that stuff.
Yeah, man, I remember my uncle had a bunch of guys hanging around the gas station, and he'd give them jobs occasionally, but once one guy was drinking fortified wine.
All right, so what are you trying to tell me? I'm some bum on Skid Row? Give me a break. I own a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills.
You're drinking fortified wine.
I told you it would redound badly if that got out in the press, that my client gets out of the car and he's breathing the fortified fumes all over this cop.
Look, let me tell you, I got out of the car and I had a bottle of Calico Jack in my side pocket.
Calico Jack, that's the fortified stuff, huh?
Yeah, what do you want to make something out of it? Big deal. I had it in my pocket. And yes, it had been open, but it didn't mean I was drinking. And he said, what are you doing with that bottle? I said, I found it on the floor. I'll tell him what he said. I found it on the floor of the floor. And he said, and the cop said, why are you wearing one shoe? He said, because I was trying to put it on while I was looking for the wine. And the cop said, so you're looking for the wine to take a sip? He said, no, I was looking to make sure my shoe, there wasn't anything else I needed to put on that I'd left inside the car. And the cop said, why, like your pants? And Ted went, it could be, but I can see that I'm wearing them. So when I heard that exchange, I said, aha, we can get this cop for mocking my client in the middle of a traffic stop. And, you know, like that.
You know, Harvey, good luck with this, man. I don't think you've got a leg to stand on.
Okay, thank you, Perry Mason. You see, this is what I'm talking about. When I come on a show...
Look, Harvey, people can have opinions.
When I come on a show like this, any one of these shows, and I try to educate you people as to the law, and you start laying it out for me, huh? Just, hey, here's how it is, yeah. Get out of here, will you? My client, Mr. Bell, was rudely and badly treated by Ben Bell Bigley, and I'll have none of it. And
okay, well, good luck with Ben Bell Bigley.
You know something? I do remember Ben Bell Bigley. He was an announcer at Channel 19, and he briefly did weather there.
Yeah, yeah, and he gave it all up to be a cop because it pays better to face the gangbangers of South Central than it does to do weather at... Jesus. Hey, Rudy, so what are you doing, the whole show out of here tonight?
We got Rudy Canosa's coming up. Yeah, we got to talk to him about going to Michigan.
Yeah, he's in Detroit.
All right, thank you very much, Ted. I appreciate the time that you've spent with us. I don't know how else I can... I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, you know, good luck with whatever... Good luck with whatever court case is coming up. You know, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. That feels real good. Jesus.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Everyone, just spit it out, man.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. This is Ted Bell. Ben Bell Bigley is a good guy. He's a cop. He arrested me for drinking and driving. No, I was not. No, I was not. No, I was not. Do I drink fortified wine? Yes.
Here at Ted's.
The fortified stuff.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
Okay, thank you, Ted Bell.
Well, again, I will say what I've said after so many interviews. I think you ask for it, you beg for it, and it is delivered unto you.
Yeah, Mr. Sarah, that was five different shades of brown.
Yeah, you know something? You go to the bathroom tomorrow morning, you'll crap five different shades because of the...
All right, look, you know, this is not my fault. This guy calls and requests airtime so he can air these grievances about this drunk driving situation. And then this Chicago thing.
Well, that was the thing I didn't understand.
Well, there's a guy in Chicago who got arrested for drunk driving. And he subpoenaed these tapes from the Chicago Police Department. They didn't give them to him. So Ted reads this story and goes, oh, maybe you should have done that, Mr. Wireman. And they go running to the courthouse to tell the judge, hey, we forgot to do something. And the judge tells them to stick it up and left and twist it so there's a trickle of blood.
Hey, thank you.
You are really disgusting.
Hey, you know, I learned from you guys. All right, guys, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show going to be back. We got Rudy Canosa. He's going to talk about the, believe it or not, the anti-sodomy law that was just passed in Michigan. It's world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Yes, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, Phil Hendry will be right back. Woo-hoo!
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. Phil Hendry Show. I know we have Rudy Canosa on the phone here. A couple of other things I wanted to just mention to you guys before we get go. Rudy, can you hang on? Hey, Rudy?
Yes, Phil.
Hang on, okay?
Yes, my friend. I'm going to go to do some, you know, some classes and...
All right, just do that. Put Rudy on hold there.
What'd you do?
I put it on hold, bud.
Now, don't you see the blinking light?
Oh, thank God.
What is it with you, man? Are you ever paying attention to what I'm doing?
Well, yeah, but I was also just checking out. Look at this. Do you see this? It's Wonder Woman.
Will you put the comic book away, please?
No, I'll see that after later.
Yeah, okay.
Put the comic... So, don't forget that this month, as long as we're talking about Sherry's Berries, this month, you know, is all of our... is Valentine's month at the Phil Hendry Show. And what we're doing for anybody with a year-long backstage pass, new or used... Okay, new or used, with that year-long backstage pass, we have got some goodies for you. And one will be, you'll be in the running for a phone date with Bobby Dooley, which will be really bizarre.
You know, I don't know what that's about, but it sounds really, it sounds like it is a recipe for a disaster.
I just don't ask me. But a phone date with Bobby Dooley can be won by you this month if you are a full year Backstage Pass member. Don't forget, we have our Backstage Pass chats on Friday nights. We're trying to cook up a HendryCon. There's so much stuff going on, including the restarting of our one-man show and hopefully a lot of dates through the summer.
Well, you know, you better come up with that, because people are pissed off back east. Everybody in Miami, all of the, you know, all of the crew back there in New York, all of the Henry fans in D.C., and you better get your act together, cinch it up, act like a man, step out of the shower with your...
With your what?
With it in your hand, dry it off, get into some pants. What's everybody looking at me for?
Gotta wait and see where this is going, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Get out of the shower.
Get out of the shower, put on some pants. Get into the shower, put on some pants, go out in the middle of the street, get hit by a car. That's what I'm saying.
All right, General.
I don't give a damn.
All right. So let's get back here to Rudy Canoza from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Rudy, for those of you who don't know Rudy, he became a friend of our show when we first talked to him years ago. He was an import-export businessman out of Argentina. He now lives in the Los Angeles area and owns, the majority interest in the Prime Rib Room, which is the cocktail lounge there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. He joins us on our newsmaker line. Who would know, Rudy, that, you know, you and Ted would be making news in the same day?
Well, it surprises me, my friend, that we don't make news on more often around here, I can tell you that.
Now, Rudy, this story that you were looking at, can you give me a little background on this?
It came as a shock to me. It's why I called up Dickman there, because this was a bill that was passed in Michigan State, and it was anti-bestiality bill, but also it had a proviso in it for people. There would be no anal. Excuse my language, Margaret. I apologize.
That's all right, Rudy. I appreciate your being a gentleman.
It's entirely my pleasure. As you know, Margaret, la.
Thank you very, very much.
But
you know, one of these days you'll have to interpret that for me.
Right, but just go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, you do that real soon, friend.
Hey, come on.
God damn, man, everybody's on their edge today, you know?
Well, you know, nobody wants to tell me anything.
Hey, General, cool out, man.
What is wrong, General?
What's wrong? First of all, you got this guy Bell talking about walking out of his car with a shoe, and he's looking for the fortified wine, and he's as innocent as the driven snow. Now here comes Canoza, goes back to Detroit with a woman named Eleanor, and he's about to complain about the anti-sodomy laws. Well, give... You know, three guesses and the first two don't count.
God damn! Ah!
Well, pretty good, General. Thank you very much.
All right. Now we've heard your opinion. Can I move on with the show?
Yeah, I'm not stopping you.
Thank you, General. that, you know, General, that is an insult to Eleanor. And
what are you talking about? You told me you're dating this girl.
I did tell you. Not only am I dating her, she's an important woman in my life.
So there is serious plans.
There may be. But I certainly don't think the General should make any presumptions or to speak of a lady's honor in such a way. And I would think that you would have a far more class being an officer of the United States Army.
All right, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I will accept on behalf of Eleanor, not for myself, but for her, you see.
Yes, I understand. I overstepped my bounds.
Thank you.
Now, what happened?
We went back to Detroit and had anal sex. For about 3 hours, and...
Oh, Jesus.
What are you talking... You just asked the man...
Well, I'm trying to, you know...
No, wait. Back up.
Did you not ask me what happened?
Hold on for a minute.
And I really bruised her honor, didn't I?
Well, I mean, you made some assumptions before I even got this story out of my mouth.
Wait! Michigan outlawed sodomy laws. Now, Michigan outlawed the sodomy laws, according to the guy that sponsored the bill, because it was really about bestiality. It was about the sexual torture of animals, correct?
Well, that's what the news article says. But this guy said that if he only tied it to that, it did not have a chance of passage.
Well, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Well, he was tying the anti-sodomy to bestiality, but he had to include humans... Because they want to get rid of that among human beings.
Right, but he said that that's not what it's about. This guy was trying to say, you don't understand, you know, this is not really meant for humans. And yet I read this and it says, mankind and bestiality.
So it's clearly, this is an anti-bestiality law, it's an anti-sodomy law, and it is aimed at human beings who voluntarily and with full consent engage in what Eleanor and I and others that we meet with, and we do have a cocktail party once a month for those who are of the analogy.
Of the analogy? You got a cocktail? Are you ready for this, guy? I'll tell you, this is better than any comedy show that I've ever... This is better than the Big Bang Theory, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Wait a minute, okay?
Yeah, you think... You guys sit there, you think this is comedy, huh?
Wait.
Phil, everybody's getting tired of you going, wait. Haven't you got a better way of interrupting me, like saying, hold on there for just a minute?
Hold on there for just a minute.
Thank you.
So you go back to Detroit. You're with your lady, Eleanor. What were you guys doing back there?
She was back. She's an interior decorator. Is that right, Rudy?
Yes, Eleanor was back for an interior design conference. And I went with her. We went to Detroit. We stayed at a beautiful hotel there. They have the Chandelier in downtown Detroit.
What's it called?
It's called a Chandelier in downtown Detroit. And we went, and she had this conference, and I was up in the room, laying out the towels. And
all right, Rudy.
Well, if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you... Ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. Ask me a question. You know, my name is Canosa. Say it again, and I'll tell you the same. You know what I'm saying? See?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy over here, okay? And everybody trying to bust my cast in it. No.
Well, Rudy, you go back to Detroit fully aware and cognizant of the fact that you are going to engage in what you call the analogy.
That is correct, yes. I had no idea at all that it was illegal and against the sovereign laws of the state of Michigan. And I am here to say to you, to your listeners, to anyone, especially to the good people of Michigan, please forgive Eleanor and I. We engaged in a backroom conference.
What is that backroom conference? Is that the same thing?
Yes, it's a euphemism.
Jesus.
Well, excuse me. Maybe you want to, jump on in. The water's fine, General. Get your wife. What's her name?
My wife's name is Patsy. What about it?
Come on in. The water's fine.
Wow. Will you guys now quit recruiting? Just tell me what happened.
What happened was... Eleanor and I engaged in about a four-hour tail gunner conference, and...
A four-hour tail gunner conference. This is the kind of childish mind, the teeny tiny itsy-bitsy mind that I have to work with.
Well, you're not working with it. I mean, you weren't the one that was, laying face down on a bed.
Yeah, you wasn't the one that was laying face down.
Kick your ass.
Hey.
What is going on over there?
The usual. What do you think?
So, I get back to L.A., and I look at the newspaper, and I say to her, I say, Eleanor, oh, my God, I'm just remembering it now, Mr. Henry.
Are you all right?
Dad, could you give me a drink?
What's going on with you anyway?
I'm having a little...
Yeah, sure, I'll get you a drink. What do you want?
Give me three fingers of that Campari. Yeah, that's it. More.
You said three fingers?
More, yeah. Put a little soda in it, will you? Quit being cheap. Hey, light touch, come on.
Hey, will you get...
Come on.
All right, yeah, thanks. So, I can tell you that I got back home, I look at the paper, Michigan had passed anti-sodomy, and I look at it and said to Eleanor, we have sinned against the people of the state. And she said, what do you mean, Rudy Canosa? I said, Eleanor, we've sinned against the people. We were tail gunner back door. I mean, I did some work in the backyard this weekend. Would you or would you not agree? And she said, yes. I said, la 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 la. La la la, and she's like, "Oh, please, Rudy, don't be rude." I said, "But la 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 la," right?
Will you knock it off with that? You're beginning. Every time I hear you, Canosa, I feel like I'm covered in spit, even though I'm listening to you over a phone.
Well, General, this is my country and my culture. Please.
Well, this is America, and when we want to come onto a woman around here, we don't go la 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 la.
Well, if you the way you did that just then, that means may I have your daughter as a sex slave? That's exactly what that means.
You know what? I'm gonna leave before I go through the phone on this guy, and there's all kinds of mayhem and damage done, and you, Henry, will be responsible. Excuse me.
Dad, General, what's wrong?
Never mind.
General, you're making a big deal out of it.
I won't be spoken to that way.
All right, continue with the story.
All right, so I said to her, Eleanor, we have sinned against God and man. We engaged in a tail gunner conference. It was a big backyard, and I had to go in there and do a whole lot of digging. And she's going, hee, and I'm going, ah, la, la, la. So,
yeah, all right, so you guys did what you did, and you came back to L.A., and you saw the newspaper, and you felt bad.
Yeah, I saw the newspaper, and that's why I said, please get me on the Phil Henry Show. And Eleanor called up Bud, and they spoke for about 3 hours. I don't know what they were talking about.
I understand her. She's hard to understand.
Well, she doesn't speak English.
Well, what the hell are you got her talking to Bud for?
I thought you guys passed it off. You don't have anybody speaks English. Speaks Spanish there?
No.
No, I don't speak no Spanish.
No wonder she was 3 hours on the phone with you.
Well, I kind of got the message from her that she was talking about you. That's the only thing I understood. She got blah, 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 and then she'd say Rudy, blah, 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 Canoza, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's about right. That's what I told her to say.
You know what, Rudy? You're a nut. You know, and good luck with what. What is it that you want to prove here?
I want to improve? Nothing. Everything's great. I want to say I'm worried, and I need the Wireman.
The Wireman is tied up with Ted Bell. How about that?
Oh, are you his executive secretary now? I will speak to the man myself, okay? Ms. Gray?
Thank you very much, Rudy.
And to all of the ladies listening to the Phil Henry Show, a very pleasant blue. This is Rudy Canoza signing off. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Rudy.
Is he done?
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Look, you know, Henry, sometimes you're so slow and thick, I don't know what to do about it. I told you the next time that guy came on the show and started in with that blah, 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 that I'd go through the phone, didn't I?
Yeah, and I told you that if you did that you would no longer be a part of the show.
That's right. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like being told what to do.
Well, General, you know, you're in civilian life now, sir. With all due respect to your service to our country, and I know you gave us great service, you're a civilian now, and you're working here on the Phil Henry Show, and you do a great job. But I can't have you going through the phone on guys that you don't agree with.
General, I think we can all agree to disagree and say that Mr. Canoza meant well. He went back to Detroit. He had his girlfriend with him. He took her, you know, whatever off and put her hands and knees on the, well, but never mind.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, getting you kind of excited, isn't it?
I had to come over the,
hey, come on, watch it. You want some? Come on.
Come on, sit down, Margaret.
You weren't an old man.
Oh, hey, you see an old man kick his ass.
Yeah, so you say.
All right. You guys are too old and too good of friends for that bullshuck.
Yeah, y'all said a dirty word. Oh, y'all said a dirty word. I'm Bud Dickman. I'm the producer. Y'all said a dirty word. Oh, now you
Shut up. Phil Henry Show.
What the hell got into you, Dickman? I think this guy... You know what? I think you're bipolar.
Huh?
I think you're bipolar.
That reminds me, Christmas is just around the corner.
This bitch nigga being treated like me and shit with Jesus.
Bipolar.
Some people quit calling me to do features and them cyphers on beat.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't think that was very good, bud. You should have said, what, bipolar? You mean the North Polar? Or the South Polar? Or did you polar?
Convenience. And for the record, you won't want this type of static in your life when I'm making you clean. But they consider trying to re-insulate your winners. Maybe in for another crazy winter. Cause so cold.
All right, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show, always here to please, always here to you know, make you smile, give you a reason for living, and we want you to know that as we progress through this month of February, we are giving away annual BSP members get the Best of the Radio digital CD collection completely free. It's a $150 value, but if you are an annual BSP member, you get that through this month. And we certainly do appreciate it when you share our podcast, you share a podcast with your friends, your family, and also on social media. Give us a good rating and review on iTunes because, you know, that's the metric, baby, huh? That's the metric, baby.
What do you mean the metric?
That's it. That's, you know, one of the metrics. You know, you got to get those ratings and reviews on iTunes, man. They put it all together, and what do you got? Boom! But, you know, we have a very, very loyal and wonderful Backstage Pass family here. And I have to tell you, and I mentioned this on our chat, we had one of the best months we've ever had.
Now, you are, year to year, this is what they do in business, ladies and gentlemen, year to year, my understanding is, I haven't seen the raw numbers, and I will expect those, but year to year, the Phil Henry Show is way up, right?
I'm not giving you any raw numbers.
Well, how am I going to write a story?
This Henry said he doesn't give out no raw numbers to no media.
Oh, he don't give out no raw numbers to no... Well, get a load of you. You don't give me the raw data, Mr. Henry, and you may get a very negative review, and a little bird told me, syndicated by Dicklin Syndicate. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Well, I'll take my chances.
Wow, get a load of this. So Phil's going to blow off the Dicklin Syndicate, whatever that is.
How dare you?
Well, you know...
So, So anyway, a good rating and review is always appreciated. And remember to join our email list on our homepage so we can send you important updates on the show, and visit our YouTube channel as well. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, where you can be a member of our big BSP family. Family.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Santa of Ghost. Yeah.
I was bringing on Ghost. You know why I brought on Ghost? Maybe I shouldn't be talking like this because it's up to Jeff. But Jeff Dowder fronted a band for the last 15 years called Dark Horse. And Jeff has always said to us that this band Ghost sounds an awful lot like. Jeff, you there?
What I'm saying is this. I said that Ghost is the closest to being as good as we is, but I don't think that they are, you know?
You're kidding me. Ghost is badass.
Here's the thing. If you could turn that down, Stinner.
I want to listen to it.
I don't give a crap, but you turn it down, bud. All right, Jeff Dowder's with us there at the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. Are you working today, Jeff?
I'm working up at the boatyard in Huntington Beach. But what I was saying was hold on for a minute. Can you ladies, I'm right in the corner. Can I get another table? Because I'm on the radio. Yeah, if you could sit me in another table, it'd be great. Yeah, is it too loud, Mr. Henry?
We can hear you. We can hear you, Jeff, so long as you speak up.
Okay. What I said was Ghost, I like Ghost. And Dickman said that Ghost, If I'm remembering correctly, Mr. Dickman, you said that they thought that they sucked.
I didn't say they thought they sucked. I thought they sucked.
That's what I said.
No, you said they thought they sucked.
Well, I mean, that seems
that wouldn't make any sense, because that would mean the band thinks the band itself thinks it sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
They ought to. Because they do.
No, they don't, man.
All right, I'm not going to get into a big discussion here about Ghost. We have Jeff Dowder on the phone with us to talk about something different, as long as you are on your lunch break, right?
Yeah, right now I'm having lunch. I'm expected back at the Huntington Beach Boatyard in 25 minutes. Mr. Cooverly is the new boatyard manager, and he wants to have a conference meeting with all of the techs, all the mechanics, and everybody who's, especially all the guys that are doing all the doing all the repair this spring, because you know the summer.
Yeah, Jeff, can we move on from that? Because that's
the summer months is a big
boating months. We understand it. So you're engaged in a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, engaged in a lot of dry docking.
All right, so we get that, and thank you very much. You're in a boatyard and you work on dry dock stuff. So wow, we didn't get that.
Well, I mean, General, you could be sarcastic. But where does that get you at the end of the day?
It hurries this interview along, I'll tell you that.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'll stretch it out now, because you've hurt my feelings.
Will you just listen to me and let me conduct the interview?
All right. I'm just trying to get another table, yeah. Hold on, Phil, because the waiter's here. I'm trying to get another table, yeah, because I'm talking on a radio show right now, Phil Henry Show, and I need to get another table. Phil Henry Show? The Phil Henry Show. Phil, P-8.
Will you forget it, talking to that guy?
Man, give me another table, will you? Yeah, that's him screaming right now. Can you hear him? Yeah, he can hear you right through the phone.
Great, I'm glad.
So, Mr. Henry, what's going on in Salt Lake City, and the reason why I have decided to take some time off from the boatyard, and I will be flying to Salt Lake City very shortly, this evening most likely, out of Burbank, is because the Latter-day Saints Church, and I've never heard of that.
You've heard of the Mormons, haven't you?
What?
You've heard of the Mormons.
The Mormons.
Yeah, I've heard of the Mormons. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, that's who they are, man.
They're who?
They're the Latter-day, they're the Mormon. They're the Mormons of the Latter-day Saints.
What?
That's the name. Don't be getting blasphemous, bud. It's called...
I'm not being blasphemous. It's called the Mormon Church.
It's the Church of the of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is the technically long-form name of the Mormon Church.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, it makes sense. It's in Utah, and that would make total sense.
Yes, so you're flying back to Salt Lake City to do what?
Well, I'm flying back in case... this gentleman, who is his name is Utah Senator Mark Martzen, And I was talking to, I forget who it was, but it was K.G. Wilson, Mr. N. You know him?
Yeah, he works for the state of California.
Yeah, and I said, you know the old joke about how, did you hear that Lou Gehrig got Lou Gehrig's disease? What a coincidence that his name was Lou Gehrig, right? That's the old joke.
Yeah, that real old joke.
Yeah. Well, I was not trying to be funny. I said, what are the odds that a guy who is named Utah State Senator Mark Batson eventually becomes a... You know?
And you weren't joking?
No, ma'am, I was not joking.
Yes, you were, because I'm not going to believe that.
Okay, fine.
Dad, Mr. Henry, you know he's that dumb.
I know that Chef is dumb, but I also know he's brilliant. I know that he's an idiot when it comes to this kind of stuff, but I also know that he is a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. I know that Jeff probably can't even take a bath properly, but that he is a genius at analyzing black holes. I know that Jeff probably doesn't wipe properly and probably at the age of 28 needs another adult to supervise that. And at the same time, I know that he can write an endless paper on the rotation of the Earth. All of those things and more.
Yeah, it's true. I can't deny none of that, you know.
Well, then why don't you get the brilliant part of your brain going and answer some questions and forget about whether the guy's name was Utah State Senator Mark Martson. Oh, baby.
Yeah, this is just wasting a lot of ridiculous time.
All right, I'm sorry. So I'm going to fly back this weekend, Mr. Henry, to try and lend my support to Senator Mark Martson because he's fighting an old perception that pot have made... That it's made it's difficult to legalize medical marijuana in the state of Utah.
Now, I'm gathering this is because of opposition from the Mormon Church.
Yeah, the Mormon Church believes that it will, you know, weird stuff's going to happen. And I think the Mormon Church's only comment was it will have unintended consequences. And I'm back to lend my aid and my ability... To Senator Mark Martson.
Dad's first name is Utah, right?
Yeah, and hey, shut up, man.
All right, bud, knock it off.
I know the guy's name is Mark Martson, man. I know it's not Utah State Senator Mark Martson, okay?
Yeah, because Phil just figured that out for you.
No, I figured it out by myself. It took about 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
You know, Jeff, we love you, but the best thing that could happen to you would be for you to fall under the wheels of that snowplow you...
Yeah?
That snowplow you operate for Huntington Beach.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Jeff, so you're going to go back to Salt Lake City and lend your support how?
I will lend my support to the bill because I possess information, and I have a historical perspective, and I have, I have the science of cannabis.
Well, don't you think the senator has all of that? Don't you think he's already presented that?
Well, I do know that once the Church of the Latter-day Saints weighed in against it, then a whole lot of Utah state senators, I'm sorry to say it, but they went chicken, man.
Oh, wow, did you get a big yellow stripe?
Yeah, I mean, all these dudes in the Utah State Senate, they all got a big wide, I mean, like a big five-lane wide yellow stripe running up their backs. And they're all going...
Bunch of cheeky-wickies.
Would you knock it off, please?
Cut it out.
Yeah, I swear to God, though, Phil. You're all going...
All right, but we had knock it off there with Colonel Sanders and give us the scoop.
Colonel Sanders. So anyway, I said to the guy...
Yeah, that's what I said, Colonel Sanders. Don't wear it out. By the way, Jim Gaffigan is now the new Colonel Sanders, not your man there, Norm McDonald.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they replaced Norm MacDonald with Jim Gaffigan.
What are you talking about, man? God.
Oh, what, are you going to bawl about that?
Well, I mean, there's only so much I can take, man.
Would you talk to us about this, please?
All right, so anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. You're going to bawl. This is all I need. You're going to start bawling because...
Oh, I'll just tell you this. I'm going to fly back to Salt Lake City and present my case.
What is the gist of the case?
The gist of the case is if you look at Salt Lake City, okay, and you look at the people that came from Missouri and from New York and from everywhere to colonize the Mormon Church in Salt Lake City, you realize that the land they picked to have their church be on is like, what? Yeah, it's a salt flat, it's nasty, it's desert, it stinks, it's got seagulls, it's weird, man. You'd have to be smoking, and I estimate that they had to be smoking very, very seriously cross-pollinated bud from probably the Mississippi River Valley that they traded with the native peoples of that region. They probably traded like wheat flour and biscuits, and they got, you know, high toxicity bud and blasted that all the way across the plains to Salt Lake City, and they got there going, yeah, this is righteous.
So in other words, your whole argument will be, you gotta be stoned to think that Salt Lake City is all that good.
Well, I mean, Salt Lake City wasn't there yet, you know?
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
All right, Ms. Gray, you can be sarcastic all you want.
All right, let's knock it off, because obviously he's serious.
But no, I want to say something.
You called it Bud.
I mean Jeff, all right? If I want to talk to Jeff, I'll talk to Jeff. I tell you what. Hey, Bud.
Yes?
All right, now I know your name. Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here it is.
Bud, what do you want?
Bud, shut up.
Here it is. So they were so stoned that then when they came upon the Great Salt Lake, they said, this is heaven.
Yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did. And you have got, and again, I'm basing this on information that I believe is substantial.
What do you know about the pollinate, the heavy-ass bud they grew in the Mississippi River Valley?
There, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I've read some texts, not text, but I've read ancient, like, you know, papyrus texts that go back, you know, thousands of years, talking about the serious-ass bud that they growed there.
Oh, several thousand years, huh?
Thereabouts.
Too bad that there wasn't anybody to write that down in those days in the Mississippi River Valley.
Well, I mean, if you want to quibble.
Yeah, I think we want to quibble.
No, Mr. Henry, I can tell. I'm flying to Salt Lake City. I don't care what anybody says.
Can I go?
Yeah? You better hurry, man. I'm leaving in 2 hours.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Jeff, and let us know how it goes, which we already know. They'll probably throw you out of the place.
I'm hoping not. I'm expecting that.
All right, thank you, Jeff Dowder, and the marvelosity that he is as he discusses with us this. Jesus.
You know, I tell you this much. If it wasn't for the Phil Henry Show, the world's stoners, heroin addicts, junkies, pillheads.
Now, come on, General.
No. The world's stoners, heroin addicts, pillheads, and guys that are on Sneaky Pete wine and love the fortified stuff, why, they wouldn't have any place they could express themselves. I'm General Galen Shaw. Park it up your rear end.
Yay!
Thank you very much, General.
Oh, don't act all hurt.
The world, may I?
Go ahead.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay!